they're going to take them out, they should show themselves, because I mean, they're representing the government, so they should be able to show who they are.
Can you understand why they've chosen not to show their faces?
Yeah. Yeah, especially living in the city centre, because a lot of stuff goes down.
So do you think perhaps it was for their own security, for the private security firms, their safety, their family safety, perhaps the guard's safety? Is that why they cover their faces?
I would imagine so, because probably some of them would live around in the area or surrounding areas.
Because we understand they brought in a firm from Northern Ireland to actually do the eviction. Is this the way, though, to bring attention to our homeless crisis, by occupying buildings and then waiting to be evicted? It's working, we're talking about it.
Well, it has got everybody talking about it, yeah. Marching and all, it just doesn't seem to be working, so they have to do something drastic.
And what is your message to the government? We know they have a huge plan today to build whole new towns of homes. Is that the answer? How do we need to build another Ballymun, another Ballyfermot?
No, definitely not another Ballymun, but we've been hearing this for years, that they're going to build and build and build, and nothing's getting done. Like they said a couple of years ago, they were going to build so many.
So you think homelessness is rising?
Yeah, I think it is, and it's not only single girls and fellas now, it's families, because of the low income.
And you've friends who've been, in a way, priced out of the rental market?
Well, I've actually not priced out of America, but I have family that's homeless.
And how do you help them?
Just by giving them supports and going to the administration offices and corporations.
Sleep on your couch all the time, can they?
Well, they could sometimes, but not all the time, because then they're not classed as homeless. So if they're staying with me, they're going to be on the list even longer.
Would you occupy one of these vacant buildings?
If I was homeless, yeah. Definitely, yeah.
I'm having a chat with Aisling from Take Back the City. Aisling, why did you get involved in this cause?
Well, I was originally involved with one of the grassroots groups, Dublin Central Housing Action. And we have been, I suppose, working with tenants and council tenants and those in emergency accommodation in the local for a number of years. And they've been involved in actions like Apollo and the Bolt Hostel as well.
So the same crowd that did Apollo?
Yeah, it's the same. Well, there's different groups in Take Back the City now, but Dublin Central was initially involved with those. We were the group that the tenants from Summerhill had initially got in contact with. And when we went down and we done door knocking, and we realised that the whole row of houses were had similar slum conditions, and we worked with those tenants for about 2 weeks, and I suppose that mass eviction happened. We were talking about potentially needing a direct action to spark something from, I suppose, those evictions. We decided that we would rein in different groups.
And you call it a direct action. You take a house that's been left empty for perhaps a number of years or some time, and you move in, and then you wait, and then eventually the landlord go to court, and eventually you're evicted to bring attention to the cause. But would you not instead perhaps, you know, go to someone who's actually being evicted and move into their house?
People tend to forget that the direct action is just one action, and there is many examples of action happening across Dublin and across Ireland, and we encourage people, I suppose, who don't necessarily want to get involved with the direct action, that there is other ways to I suppose kind of get involved with housing in general, and we run support groups every Friday, and that's a little bit more low-key, that doesn't get as much publicity as this, but we have tenants coming in with different things like RTB cases, evictions and stuff.
These houses, some of them are lying idle for maybe 1 or 2 or 3 years, and maybe you're out in the street, you might as well be in there.
Can you understand why this movement, Take Back the City, why they're taking over these old Georgian houses that at one point were slums? Perhaps they have somewhere to live, but they're doing it to prove a point.
No, I think it's a case of necessity with a lot of people. I mean, if you're out in the street, you have no money, you have no home, you don't know where your dinner is coming from. Some of the people are desperate. I think it goes back to the government again, like they're not supplying houses. And as I say again, people are desperate. You have to put yourself in their position.
Do you support the occupation of vacant properties as a form of protest?
I suppose as good as anything else. because a lot of people protesting outside of Dáil and going up and down with banners, but nothing is happening.
So do the government, we know they've announced today a massive new plan to build houses. Do you think it's too little too late?
No, better late than ever, I suppose, but unless we got an influx of immigrants, it's never been as bad.
I don't think that they should be evicting them.
You don't think they should be evicting them?
No.
Even though
especially
it's a form
not in
of
the
protest.
Way they are evicting them. What way are they evicting them? They can't be evicting them like that.
Forcefully.
With balaclavas and stuff. That's what criminals do.
Yeah.
Criminals do that. So how will I allow to do that? If me and you done that now, we'd be in prison.
Can you understand why bailiffs would do it? Can you understand why?
I can't understand why they do it, but we don't have to do it in that manner. I see where they're coming from, but I don't see why they have to do it in that manner. I see they could go up with an officer or two and evict them. You don't have to go up with balaclavas like criminals.
Do you know anyone who owns a balaclava?
No.
Just Halloween?
Just Halloween.
It's like something out of a movie.
Out of a film?
Yeah. There's no need for it.
And what should have they have done?
But all these houses that's all boarded up shouldn't be boarded up. It should be given to people. So they're right. Do you know what I mean?
I can understand the wars, the tough war that's going on within the country with gang wars, and I understand that they have to hold their faces. You know, I can understand
so for
that.
Gang warfare, you get it, but not for evictions?
Not for evictions, no.
And we're very close to this house, the latest house that's been taken. I've knocked on the door. No one will answer. The guards are coming back and forth, keeping an eye on things. So far, it's peaceful. So far, it's peaceful. But over the last few days, there have been men dressed in black with their faces covered, and there's been guards also in full riot gear. Why have they worn that gear? Is it for their own protection?
I think to say it's for their own protection is a bit of a cop-out, because not all of the guards presenting on the day were actually in... like
Most weren't, and
we found as well that the ones that were actually masked were the ones that were more heavy-handed. We definitely think that the guards showing up to the scene how they did, now whether that was a strategy on the guards' part to come down heavy on the occupations and maybe make an example of that one occupation.
And the people, for example, at the moment in Belvedere Place, in the house there's people in there, they're not aggressive, are they? They don't get angry, or do they?
The occupants aren't just the same people. We run a rota, so we have a number of people coming through the occupations. I think people tend to miss that point. So
people kind of do a shift, and then they
leave. So we do a shift. So these guys now that are on shift will leave at a certain time today, and a new group of people will come in. So we have set up the shift work because we know that occupations, especially in regards to private property, can have the potential to, like what happened in Frederick Street, they have the potential to, the landlords or the owners have the ability to rent private security, and we essentially don't want to necessarily be putting vulnerable people at risk by opening it up as a living space. It's meant to be strategic with a clear set of demands and the idea that like it's not an indefinite stay, that we do know that each occupation has an end, and some ends are quicker than others.
Do you think it's fair, the criticism towards the guards and towards this private security firm being heavy-handed, wearing all black, covering their faces?
Yeah, I definitely think the criticism is warranted. There will need to be a bigger discussion now with regards to legalities and potentially a complaint forward into GSOC, and also to the, I think there's like a regulator for the security, private security. They weren't wearing badges and had no identification and wouldn't identify themselves. So there is a lot of questions that has come from I suppose the event of the eviction and the actions of both the guards and the security. So we will be looking into that, and that will come.
What's the end game? I mean, at the end of the day, you can't keep, you know, occupying buildings, can you?
Well, our plan is to continuously roll and to highlight the amount of vacant buildings, also to highlight the compulsory purchase order, which the councils can do by will and initiative if they actually get their finger out of their backside. We want to grow a movement. I know the National Housing and Homeless Coalition now is mobilising for the 3rd of October. They'll have a motion forwarded, so if we can get behind that and support that as well. I know there's criticisms of of the coalition or whatever, but it's the first motion that it's cross-party. It's everybody's kind of working together on that, regardless of differences and different values and different ways of approaching the housing crisis, that a large group of people have finally got down something quite solid. And within that motion, it would see a ban on evictions into homelessness, and it would also have into our constitution that housing is a human right. So that would be pretty solid.